Bible stories. Jesus on the sea. Little Daniel, will you tell me something else that Jesus Christ did when he was on earth, Daddy? I should like to hear about another miracle. Daddy, after he fed the 5,000 people with the 5 barley loaves and the 2 fishes, he told Andrew and Peter and the rest of his disciples to get into a ship and to cross the water to the other side, while he sent the people away. When he had sent all the people away and was left alone by himself, he went up into a mountain that he might spend the night in secret prayer to God. Jesus Christ used to often pray to God while he was on earth, and he did all he could to make others love God and pray to him and serve him. Daniel, he taught us to say the Lord's Prayer, did he not, Daddy? Daddy, he did, my son. It is called the Lord's Prayer because our Lord Jesus Christ first taught it to us. Little Daniel, after he had prayed to God that night, Daddy, what did he do as the ship was gone? Daddy, evening was coming on when his disciples left him, and it was now dark, and a great wind began to blow, so that there was quite a storm on the sea, and the ship which the disciples were gone in was tossed about by the waves. Little Daniel, you know, there was a storm when we were at the seaside last autumn, Daddy, and the little boats in the harbor and even one or two of the large ships were tossed up and down by the great roaring waves. I should think the men who were in the ship wished that they had got safe to land before that storm came. Daddy, I dare say they did, but they had only rowed 2 or 3 miles before 3 o'clock in the morning, for the wind was so high that they could not get on very fast. About that time, just as they were thinking how they should manage to get safe to land, they looked round and, to their great surprise, saw Jesus Christ, whom they had left on the mountain, walking on the sea and coming towards the ship. Little Daniel, walking on the water, Daddy? Daddy, yes, my son, for Jesus Christ could walk upon the water or do anything that he pleased. When his disciples saw him coming towards the vessel, they could scarcely believe that it was really Jesus, and they cried out with fear. But Jesus said to them, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid." When they heard the sound of his voice, they knew that it was indeed their own dear Lord and Master, and their surprise was turned into joy and delight, for they were sure they must be safe when he was with them. Indeed, when Peter, one of his disciples, heard his Savior's voice bidding them to be of good cheer, he forgot in a moment all his fears, forgot the roughness of the sea, forgot the foaming waves, and called out to Jesus to know whether he might come to him. He was so full of joy at the very sight of his master that he could not wait till he reached the ship, but longed at once to go to him. So Jesus said, "Come." Little Daniel, did Peter go, Daddy? Daddy, yes, he got down out of the ship and began to walk on the water to go to Jesus. But the tempest beat, the wind blew loud, his courage failed, and beginning to sink, he cried, "Lord, save me." Then Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and took him up with him into the ship. And as soon as they got into the ship, the wind left off blowing, the sea became calm, and they reached the land in peace and safety.